This is AF4LV, Alpha Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor, checking, testing the Echolink connection. This is AF4LV, Alpha Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor, testing the Echolink connection. AF4LV is clear.
AF4LV, AA1RD.
Alpha 1 Romeo Delta, I believe, AA1RD, AF4LV. Good afternoon, sir. My name is Mark. I'm in Belton, South Carolina, and I just updated my Echolink, and I see it apparently is working. So I hope you're doing well. This is AF4LV, over.
Fine business, Mark. Yeah, this is Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta. I heard you call testing for Echolink, and I just wanted to let you know you're working the repeater just beautifully, really quiet and nice. So hope you have a good evening and a good New Year's, and just wanted to get back to you on that. AA1RD.
A1RD, AF4LV. Thank you for coming back, sir. Call area 1. I know they don't necessarily assign call signs according to call district, but I'm just wondering if you have a second, if you are have moved to the area here near the Caesars Head repeater from New England or one of the northeastern states in the first call district. Just curious, didn't catch your name. Maybe you don't have time for that. So if you can't come back, that's fine. And I will say 73, but if you care to give that info, I'd love to hear both your name and possibly your origin if you're from out of state. This is Mark in Belton, South Carolina, AA1RD. This is AF4LV, over.
Mark, my call sign AA1RD is a vanity sign that I requested from the FCC when I received my extra license about 3 months ago. And so I was looking for a call sign that had repeat letters in front and my initials RD at the suffix, and AA1RD was available. So I have been in South Carolina the entire time that I've been a ham. I moved down to South Carolina from the New England area years ago, and I'm thankful that I'm down here. So it's Bob, B-O-B, and my call is AA1RD. You can look me up on QRZ and find a little more information and an email address for me if you'd like to contact me. Very good. Fine business, Mark.
Okay, Bob, fine business. Very nice. Thanks for coming back. And I understand completely, and congratulations, by the way, on receiving your extra. That is really quite an accomplishment. I had to go through testing twice for the extra. The first time was in the late 70s, and I was issued a call sign Kilo India 4 Lima. I let that expire when I was raising a family and had other interests. And so a fellow who ironically lives now in my home state of Michigan now is KI4L. And I don't know if I'll ever get that original call back. But when I retested in 1998 and received Alpha Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor, I've kept that call ever since and have not sought to acquire a 2x1 or a 1x2 call sign. I'm fine with AF4LV. It takes a little longer with CW, but anyway, very fine, Bob. I won't hold you, but nice to meet you. I will look you up on QRZ, and thank you so much for coming back to my call, and I wish you the very best.
Mark, 73 to you, my friend. This is AA1RB. I'll be clear with AF4LB.
This is AF4LV saying 73 and signing off with Alpha, Alpha 1, Romeo, Delta. My transmission timed out and I was knocked off of EchoLink for about 3 minutes. If you're still there listening, Bob, I just wanted to say 73 and thanks again for the QSO and hope to meet you in person sometime. This is Alpha Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor, now clear.
K1RD.
KO4VAS, this is Mark.
Mark, did you say KO4VAN? You're down in the noise a bit, so I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you. I remember we were talking about SWR meters and antenna analyzers yesterday, I believe. How are you this evening, Mark?
That's exactly right. And I ordered one this afternoon. I got a little confused about the different models, but I went ahead and ordered the ZNA, which is for about $60, I believe. It's a 2.5 or 2.8.
Well, that's a little smaller screen than the H4, the Herald 4, but if it works the way mine does, you'll be very pleased with it. And if you have any questions or want to get together for coffee or something, and I'd be glad to do that over the coming weeks.
Got a question for you. I've just finished the ground plane antenna, and I used some 3/16 rod, and I'm not particular with that. That's so thin. So my question is, does it matter the diameter of the rest of the rod?
Get on that, Mark. I could barely make you out.
My question on the ground plane antenna is the diameter of the four rods, the rest of the rods, matter. I've got a 3/16 inch right now, and I'm not happy with it. It's just not, that seems too stable to me.
From an RF point of view, 3/16 probably would be okay. When you say you're not happy with it stability-wise, are you talking about mechanical stability?
Mechanical stability. So what happens if I go up in diameter? Does that matter?
I'm not totally sure exactly which antenna you're talking about, but I would say this. In general, going to a larger diameter actually improves the bandwidth of the antenna, which is a good thing because it makes it widens its ability to handle this, you know, different frequencies. So I think you should be... I would guess you're going to be quite safe if you went larger. And remember that the stiffness of the rod goes up as the cube of the diameter, if I'm remembering right. So going from 3/16 to 3/8 would, dramatically improve the mechanical stability. And I think it would not hurt. It would probably help the antenna performance.
Exactly what I was hoping to hear. I'm going to go up in diameter. It's just not mechanically sound. That's what I'm going to do. I haven't hooked it up totally yet. I've got it built, so I'm going to kind of tear it down, start all over again, and maybe tomorrow I'll be able to check it out.
Hey, that sounds good, Mark. And I'll tell you what, if you go to QRZ, and you look me up, there's an email address there that I'm now monitoring. I hadn't checked it out for several weeks, and I missed some people's emails, but if you go to QRZ, find my email address. If you want to email me, I'll be delighted to go back and forth with you on the antenna issues and share information that way as well. So very good. Let me know how it turns out, and I'm looking forward to meeting you face-to-face someday. Maybe we can grab a cup of coffee somewhere. What's your QTH? On the corner from me. So I'm in Piedmont, about 3 miles from I-85 off of 86. Maybe someday we can grab a cup of coffee. All right, very good. Well, let me know how it works out, and thanks for the shout. And I hope you have a very good New Year's Eve tomorrow and a safe one for you and your family. And like I said, let me know how it turns out.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you coming back to me. So this is KO4VAS, and I'll be clear.
53 Mark, KO4VAS. This is AA1RD, clear.